Welcome to
Morality in the Real World.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Alonzo.
Okay, Alonzo. We talked about Alf and Betty on the Distant Planet, and we talked about Ebenezer Scrooge. What should we talk about today?
I want to return to Alf on that distant planet. And no theremin music. Good. Now, originally, Alf had a desire to gather stones. Today, we're going to start by giving Alf a personality transplant.
A personality transplant. Can we give Lindsay Lohan a personality transplant? She would be totally hot then.
Unfortunately, we can only do these things on Alf's world. Anyway, this time, Alf's only desire is that the moon that he can see in the sky continue to exist.
Why does Alf always have such stupid desires?
It's not a stupid desire. It's a beautiful moon.
Ooh, like that moon Pandora in that movie Avatar with the floating mountains and pretty trees and stuff?
Sure, but there's no creatures on it. Just a lot of plants. Alf is the only creature that exists with desires.
Okay, so Alf wants to preserve Pandora.
Yes. I choose this desire to focus on specific facts about desires. The facts I want to focus on this time require a desire that can be fulfilled even if Alf ceases to exist. Alf's desire to gather stones can't be fulfilled if there's no Alf to gather stones. However, a desire that Pandora continue to exist, that can be fulfilled even if Alf himself should disappear.
Yeah, but Alf has to stick around to have the desire that Pandora continue to exist, right? So if Alf goes, the desire that Pandora continue to exist goes with him.
Well, yeah, that's right. If Alf ceases to exist, then his desire ceases to exist. However, at the moment of decision, Alf and his desires do exist. And we're going to ask Alf to make a choice. Luke, you play Alf. You only care about one thing, that Pandora continue to exist.
Okay, what accent does Alf have?
Well, let's make it easy. Let's say a Californian accent.
Oh, good.
Okay, Alf?
Yeah.
Here are your two options. Option one, you, Alf, will continue to exist, and Pandora will continue to exist indefinitely.
Okay.
Option two, you, Alf, will cease to exist, but Pandora will continue to exist just as long as it would under option one. Which will you pick, door number one or door number two?
Okay, I'm Alf. The only thing I care about is that Pandora continue to exist.
That's right. One of the key claims that desireism makes is that when an agent desires something, that Pandora continue to exist, for example, then what matters to that person is that what is desired is made or kept true. A person who desires that Pandora continue to exist wants the proposition, Pandora continues to exist, to remain true.
That's what you call desire fulfillment.
That's right. I want to make it clear that Alf isn't after some psychological jolt like pleasure or happiness or a sense of satisfaction. Alf desires a state of affairs in which Pandora continues to exist.
Okay, so I want Pandora to continue to exist. You didn't say anything about me caring about my own existence. I only care that Pandora continue to exist. But Pandora continues to exist under either option, so I don't need to choose. Why should I? What reason do I have to choose one option over the other?
Hey, congratulations. You win a cookie.
I don't even want a cookie. I'm Alf. I have no desire to eat a cookie.
Hey, that's great. There's more cookies for me.
Okay, I'm Luke again. Give me that cookie. Oh, God. I love cookies.
Okay, but don't talk with your mouth full.
Okay. Well, of course, I, Luke Malhauser, was cheating because I already know which answer desireism gives to that question. But a lot of people are going to say that option one is the best option because that's the option where Pandora continues to exist and Alf continues to exist. If he chooses option two, Pandora continues to exist, but Alf ceases to exist.
But who cares whether Alf continues to exist or not? Literally, who in Alf's universe cares whether he continued to exist? Alf doesn't care, and nobody else exists. If somebody wants to say that there's a reason for Alf to continue to exist, I want to know what that reason is. How does it work? How do we discover it? Where's your evidence?
But Alonzo, I really feel deep down inside that there is value in Alf continuing to exist, even if Alf doesn't particularly desire it, and even if nobody else exists.
I suspect that some people would say something even stronger. That even if nobody desires Alf's continued existence, that it's something that he should desire. In other words, that it's wrong not to desire Alf's continued existence.
So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to tell me that this feeling inside me is an illusion?
Well, no. The feeling's very real, but it's lying. It's like those feelings that told you that you're being watched over by a benevolent God. They lie. Don't trust them. Or it could be that they're not lying, but you're misinterpreting what those feelings are saying. If you disagree with me, if you think that they're telling you the truth, perhaps you can answer a few questions for me.
Okay, such as?
Such as, what types of reasons are your feelings talking about? What's your evidence that this reason that you feel actually exists in Alf's universe? If my feelings told me that there's a diamond buried in my backyard, I can go into my backyard and try to dig it up. So what can you do to show me that your feelings are telling you something that's true?
Well, okay, if you think I might be misinterpreting my feelings, then what are those feelings telling me?
Your feelings in this universe are probably telling you two things. First is that you, Luke Melhauser, prefer a universe in which Alf continues to exist. Option one better fulfills your desires, even though it doesn't better fulfill Alf's desires. Second, you probably sense that you'd be better able to fulfill your desires in a universe where everybody else desires that Alf continue to exist. After all, if you're surrounded by people who value Alf's continued existence, then you're probably also surrounded by people who value your continued existence. And that's a safer world for you to live in. Your feelings are telling you about your desires and the desires you have reason to want other people to have. They're not telling you anything about Alf's universe.
Yeah, and me and my desires don't exist in our fictional world where Alf is, and nobody in Alf's world desires Alf's continued existence, not even Alf.
Not one bit. He could not possibly care less. He only cares about Pandora's existence.
But what if Alf has to stay alive to prevent some huge asteroid from destroying Pandora or something like that?
Well, now you've changed the options. Let's imagine that scenario and you're Alf again. Now, you have these two options. Option one, you, Alf, continue to exist and Pandora continues to exist under your protection. Option two, you, Alf, cease to exist and Pandora gets destroyed by a huge asteroid.
Well, now, option one is the only option that fulfills my desire that Pandora continue to exist. So now I have a real reason to choose option one over option two.
Now, let me throw the question back at you. What if it were the case that the only way for Pandora to continue to exist is for you to cease to exist? You are going to unavoidably destroy Pandora unless you cease to exist.
That's pretty weird. Like, maybe you're saying I've got nuclear Tourette's or something. Like, every now and then I uncontrollably go into a cursing fit and fire nuclear warheads out of my mouth that will unavoidably destroy Pandora.
Well, sure, we'll go with that.
Alonzo, this is really going to hurt my sex life.
Your health. You don't have a sex life. You don't want a sex life.
Oh, yeah. Now, from what you said so far, if the only thing I care about is preserving Pandora, and I have nuclear Tourette's that will destroy Pandora, then I would have to choose the option where I cease to exist so that Pandora can be preserved.
And you'd make that choice with absolutely no qualms or regrets. We'd be wrong to imagine you full of anguish over the fact that you must sacrifice yourself to save your beloved Pandora. It'd be more accurate to imagine you giving a shrug of total and complete indifference before ending your own existence with casual and deliberate ease.
Alonzo, if this story is right, then it looks like there are a lot of things in this fictional world that don't have value either. Elf's welfare or well-being has no value. Elf's flourishing is worthless. Pleasure or happiness? Who cares?
That's right. In order for any of these states to have value, somebody must have desires that are fulfilled in those states. And only those people with those desires have any reason at all to pursue those states.
Alonzo, that puts a major crimp in those theories that say that human flourishing or happiness or pleasure or the well-being of conscious creatures is the root of all moral value.
Well, it tells us that those theories are substantially wrong. People in this universe do have reasons to pursue states such as flourishing or happiness or well-being, whatever those things mean. That's because those are states that contain elements that fulfill human desires. But there are other states not properly called well-being or happiness or flourishing that also fulfill desires that people in this universe have. There's absolutely no reason to take happiness or flourishing or whatnot and say that is the only thing that counts. And while we're at it, there's something else that doesn't count on this model. Desire fulfillment itself. In Al's world, desire fulfillment has no value.
Right. And honestly, Alonzo, I can't stress this enough. People keep thinking that we must be sneaking intrinsic value into our theory somewhere, but we're really not. We really don't believe in intrinsic value.
And this is where they say we do it. They say that we're claiming that desire fulfillment itself has intrinsic value, that desire fulfillment is something that everybody should aim for, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, but desire fulfillment has no value at all unless somebody desires it, and it only has value to those who desire it. In our story universe, Elf does not want desire fulfillment. He only wants Pandora to continue to exist. In that universe, Pandora's continued existence has value, but only to Elf, and only because of Elf's desire that Pandora continue to exist.
That's right. In fact, this is such a common misunderstanding that I'm thinking we should spend more time on it. Let's take the next episode to explain specifically why not even desire fulfillment has intrinsic value.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.